10 families in Clendenin in Kanawha County will soon be in new homes, less than a year after historic floods devastated the area.
I know it was raining hard when I came up the interstate.
Richard Wolf lived in a small home on Coontz Street in Clendenin for more than 70 years when it was flooded during severe storms in June last year. He was in Charleston the evening of June 23rd when the rain began.
When I got off the interstate, it's a park and ride, water was coming over park and ride. And I turned around and went back to Charleston. I knew I couldn't get in Clendenin.
That was on Thursday. It was Sunday before Wolf was able to return to his home, where he says,
everything was just hop, hippy hop, everything turned over inside the house. Everything.
Wolf says a utility trailer floated into the upstream side of his home and a small camping trailer into the downstream side, trailers he'd never seen before. And there was
mud everywhere.
Wolf, who has been living with his sister in Charleston for the past year, will soon be back in his Clendenin home. But it won't be the same house he lived in for seven decades. Nearly a year after the devastatingly high waters covered his home in mud and debris, a crew of six Mennonite men have started to build a new house in the same place his home once stood. The men were laying row after row of concrete block for the new house's foundation on Tuesday afternoon, scraping the excess mortar squeezed from the seams between each one as Wolf watched from a front porch across the street. Ori Lehman brought the small group from Indiana to Clendenin on Monday, and by Tuesday afternoon, they'd almost completed the foundation. Lehman says once that's done, his crew will return to Indiana and another group will take over. In a few weeks, Lehman says he'll return with a larger crew.
We'd like to bring in about 20 people, young people and adults, and work and try to build the whole house in a little more than a week maybe.
Lehman says it won't be move-in ready after a week, but his team of Mennonite disaster volunteers can take it from a bare foundation to a home with hung drywall in that time. Wolf's home is one of 10 being rebuilt in the community of around 1,200 people 20 minutes north of Charleston. Funding for the homes has come from nonprofit organizations like Greenbrier County's Neighbors Loving Neighbors, the United Way of Central West Virginia, and the West Virginia Rotary Club, all organized under the West Virginia Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster, or VOAD. Jenny Ganaway is VOAD's president and executive director, who says it's the coordination of efforts that's making the rebuilding process possible.
One person cannot do it all. It takes everybody. I may have the funding that I can put on the table, but without an organization doing the case management, or another organization such as Mennonite Disaster Service to build the home, then my funding is not going to go as far. So by all of us coming together and working together, we're able to stretch our dollars and we're able to accomplish a lot more.
Ganaway and representatives of the other voluntary agencies involved in funding the homes broke ground on the project in front of Wolf's property Tuesday afternoon. Ganaway says VOAD has identified four families, including Wolf, to take the new homes and is working to find the additional six. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Clendenin.